90 Miles to Havana, written and read by Enrique Flores Galvez.
Big fish. We're fishing at the edge of the Gulf Stream, 2 miles north of Havana. From this far out, the city looks like it's about to be swallowed by the waves. Havana is sinking, I say to Bebo. He's standing behind the wheel. I guess Columbus was right, he says. The earth is round. Bebo says without a hint of a smile on his face. He hands me a nautical chart of the north coast of Cuba. Check the compass and the chart. Tell me exactly where we are. I run my finger across the dark gray band marking the Gulf Stream, then up to the last link in the chain of islands hooking south from the tip of Florida. I check the big brass compass. Key West is 85 miles north-northeast of us, and Havana is 5 miles due south. You're getting the hang of it, Bebo says, and when my father yawns, Bebo nods towards the stern of the boat. I think he's had enough for the day. Poppy's been sitting in the fighting chair almost the whole day waiting for a bite, but he hasn't gotten as much as a nibble. He's not too happy about the possibility that we might be going home empty-handed. My father thinks that if we catch a big fish on December 31st, we'll have good luck every day of the coming year. My two brothers and I always go fishing with him on that day. We usually have a few big ones to show my mother and the Garcias, our next-door neighbors, when they meet us at the dock. After the fish are cleaned and put away, we eat dinner and celebrate New Year's Eve on the boat, with the carnival music and revelers playing and dancing in the street above us. When Poppy stretches and then yawns, again, Bebo whispers, "Hurry up, he's gonna get up." I'm standing next to Poppy smiling when he starts to unclip the rod from the chair. The fighting chair is made out of steel and wood.